Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I'm excited to be back. I enjoyed the break. I'm sure everyone else did.
We all did.
Hope our families and our students did. It is cold out there.
It is cold.
I'm not quite enjoying that, but just thrilled to be back. We have an exciting guest today who is going to talk to us about family engagement.
Cool. Awesome. Well, you know, it's a new year and a new semester. And what exciting things will happen in 2024. You know, not just for the district, but in each classroom, in each department, and in each family, mm-hmm. and within each student that we serve. So this is a great time to talk to your secondary students. Find out what their classes are like this semester. How did they change? Did they change? You know, and for all students, a question is, how will you do better this semester? Or what do you need to work on to make this semester better? Or maybe, how can I help you as your parent, your dad, your grandma? How can I help you?
Second semester is here and is going to fly by. And before we know it, we are going to be celebrating our seniors who are graduating and our little ones going on to the next school. So, yeah, hang on because it's going to be an exciting ride.
It will be. Well, let's begin with our first segment. Happenings at our campuses. So what do you want to share with us today?
I want to talk about something that I just need to, you know, make sure or share with our listeners, our community, our parents, and it's about what we do to engage in professional development.
Okay.
So last school year, we had 4-day school week, and as we know, we've heard mm-hmm. over and over and over about how difficult Fridays were, not just for families who needed to make arrangements for pickup or to have kids at home, but also for our staff and how difficult it was to, you know, sort of shift gears and truly engage in the process of professional development. You know, so that was part of the feedback that we received. Now, our move to the 4-day school week now allows us to have planned days where we engage as a whole district in PD or professional development. And I just want to share with our community that this Friday we have an upcoming, what we call the SLV Winter Educators Conference, where we have 2 keynote speakers, 72 breakout sessions, and we have 6 school districts joining us. And the intent is just to continue to get better at what we do, learn mm-hmm. from each other, mm-hmm. So that we can provide an even better educational experience for all of our students.
Awesome. And that's coming up.
That is coming up.
This Friday. So teachers, we will be at work.
Yes.
On Friday. But it will be exciting.
I think so, but I'm biased. I'm excited about the topic of AI.
Okay.
It's upon us. We have several teachers who are using it. We have students that are using it.
Yes.
So we are engaging and learning more so that we can embrace it and also try to come up with some parameters to how to use it ethically. Mm-hmm. But this Friday is going to be our main keynote. It's going to talk about AI. And there are several breakout sessions from our staff who use it, as well as from some people from the outside that are going to give us just some insight as to how to use it. So it'll be exciting.
Awesome. All right. Well, then let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. We have an exciting interview coming up, so let's get started.
Yeah. Focus Area 3 of our strategic plan is about family partnerships and community engagement. I am very happy to report, we've talked about this one quite a bit before through the support of, you know, some grants as well as some federal monies. We were able to hire 2 parent liaisons. Mm-hmm. Last time in our Spanish podcast, we had Pedro Gonzalez, who is one of them. Today we have with us Beth Quinlan, who serves as our primary grade parent liaison. And we are just super excited that we were able to attract her to help us out. So welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. Welcome, Beth. So tell us a little bit about yourself so our community can get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. Like Luis said, my name is Beth Quinlan. I grew up here in Alamosa. I have 4 children, 7 grandchildren. When I got married, I moved to Mesita, which is south of San Luis.
Okay.
And we lived on a farm and a ranch down there for many years. And so my kids ended up going to the North Conejo School District.
Okay.
So my children didn't go here at all, but I do have nieces and nephews mm-hmm. that go to this, currently go to the school district here. And I'm excited about this new opportunity. I've worked in the past. For many years worked with public health and in many different capacities. And one of the main jobs that I had was I worked as the regional training coordinator for the emergency preparedness and response. It was a grant that was funded through the CDC after 9/11. And so I was the training coordinator with all the public health agencies in the San Luis Valley, and just to ensure that they were prepared in the event of a public health emergency.
Right.
I learned a lot. I did a lot of trainings. I participated in a lot of trainings, and I'm very comfortable with people. I enjoy getting to know people and all ages. I like to work with kids. As, you know, I've been doing a lot of that with this job already, and it's really been enjoyable. So,
well, excellent. Welcome to our team. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Beth is a wealth of knowledge and experience, and
Absolutely.
I had a chance to be on the interview committee, and I'm glad that she chose us. So let's get right into your job, and tell us a little bit about your day to day, because you know the title of primary or secondary school district parent liaison. What does that look like?
Well, I will say this, you know, as Louise said, this is a new position, and so we're kind of learning as we go.
Sure.
But I have been spending time at both the K2 building and the 3-5 building with their MTSS coordinators, who have been very gracious to let me kind of tag along and learn from them. We've done things like, just as an example, one of the things that the MTSS coordinator kind of coordinates at the 3-5 building is the Kindness Club. So I've been going and helping, just sitting in and watching and learning sure. from the girls. It's all girls, and they sacrifice a lunch period twice a month. Uh-huh. And they just do things that are related to kindness, because kids can be cruel and kids can be naughty. And so it's really nice to see how the goodness in kids can come out.
Awesome.
So I participated in that. I've sat in on some IEPs at the K2 building, which I think helps kind of give me a broader perspective of what's going on kind of behind the scenes at mm-hmm. schools. And so I spent some time with the MTSS coordinator doing some of those things as well. We were working on scheduling voice visits. Voice visits, I think, is kind of the positive. Instead of saying that we're going to do a home visit with a parent and a child, mm-hmm. that the voice visit is more of a face-to-face visit where we can do it anywhere. It doesn't have to be at their home, and we can get to know the parents and kind of hopefully have it as a positive interaction mm-hmm. and just get to know them and get to know their children and be there for a positive reason and just kind of start building relationships so that parents feel that can start to feel comfortable.
Sure.
And at least have maybe a resource that they can reach out to if they have a concern that maybe they're not comfortable contacting a teacher, or, you know, we're kind of working, you know, hopefully going to be able to work on doing that with them. We've been also going to the middle school and helping some of the kids with their credit recovery. And that's been very rewarding. I mean, I think they, again, we're building relationships mm-hmm. with kids. Mm-hmm. And then today, for a little while, we went to the alternative school and helped some of the students fill out or create a resume and apply for some jobs. And excellent. So we've been kind of all over the place, but it's been exciting. I think mm-hmm. we're making baby steps, but we're making progress. Yeah. So
Yeah. Excellent. And really the vision behind the position is to be that bridge between, you know, families and schools. And I'm just so happy to hear, you know, when I do my check-ins, how the progress is happening, yeah, and making the connections, but really just learning more about the system so that they can be that bridge between families and schools. All right. So we just talked about being the bridge. What are some of the immediate goals of the family and community engagement team?
So I think what we're, you know, again, what we're working on is hopefully being able to get the community, the families, even the students familiar with the family center. Mm-hmm. And you know, the family center is a location, but I think it's also something that they can relate to, mm-hmm, that they could come to the family center. We're working on, you know, different, I mean, we're there to help provide resources. We've handed out hygiene kits and sleeping bags and blankets and hats and gloves, and emergency food kits for those people that are in need. But also by doing that, we're also making the family center available as a place for people to come. I wasn't working yet, but I, from what I understand, they had a very successful event this summer, or I guess in October, with their Hispanic Heritage, mm-hmm, Days, and they, mm-hmm, had a lot of people show up for that, and it was a great success. And so, just, you know, we're kind of getting that, the door open there for, absolutely, for that. So
going back to what, uh-huh, you just said, so then if I know of someone who's in need, one of our students, a family who's in need of something, then we can contact you and say, you know what, this, yes, is a family, or this is a student that is in need of a jacket.
Sure.
You know, some supplies.
Yes. And if we don't have those supplies, if that's not something that we have available at the family center, we, and this is something that I've found by, just in this job, I found, uh-huh, that there's so many resources available, and we have a community meeting that is amazing. The numbers of people that are out here in the valley that have those resources. So if somebody needs something, I mean, we've had things like been able to hand out gas cards to families because it's important. Excellent. One of the, right, things that we're working on with Chris Lopez and you know, the whole school district is how important attendance is.
Sure.
And so if parents can't get, or kids can't get to school, and you know, whatever is hindering them could be the lack of gas, we've, right, been able to help out with that. But we've been able to help several families as a whole, as a community.
Right.
And so, yes, if there's, you know, if all else fails and you don't know who to call the family center, because,
okay,
we can help. We can at least help connect you,
okay,
to the resources,
okay,
that you're asking about, mm-hmm, if we can't offer it ourselves. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good, yeah, to know.
Yeah, as Beth was saying, you know, we are very lucky to have a lot of entities, a lot of partners, a lot of nonprofits. And a lot of them have the same vision in mind of just having a better Alamosa for all.
Yes,
sure. A lot of them specifically serve kids. So we've been lucky to connect with them to know about the services that they have to, mm-hmm, offer, so that when, mm-hmm, we cannot, then it's just a phone call away. Let's talk about long-term goals.
Okay. We're just, I think long-term, we're, again, just trying to build these relationships with families and the school district staff. Sometimes I think even the staff isn't sure how to connect. And so hopefully we can be a conduit for that.
Sure.
To help with, you know, build stronger families, so, mm-hmm, that then our kids are successful.
Because we're all one team.
We are. And sometimes that, you know, that team gets separated or broken,
right,
down.
Right.
And so I think that what we can, you know,
you're
do
the
our
connector,
best. Yes.
Yeah, that bridge,
yes,
that you talk about.
Right. And so, however, you know, again, it's because we're still working on making these liaison positions, you know, something that's going to continue on.
Right.
We're really willing to help out in any way that we can. And if it means, us talking to parents or us going to the school to help out, mm-hmm. you know, we've been helping the MTSS coordinators however they need help, because sometimes they're busy and they've got, not sometimes, they are busy. mm-hmm. They are busy, and however we can help, mm-hmm. Just bridge that gap that, you know, that's, yeah. So again, you know, we're just hoping to build effective relationships with the families and the staff in the school district.
Excellent.
All right. So you're a parent of four.
Yes.
Who went through a school system.
Uh-huh.
And now you work in a district helping us lead family engagement. Mm-hmm. What is the importance of parental involvement, family involvement?
Well, I believe that, I can't say this for all families, but if the parents aren't involved, if the kids don't feel like they have support, some kids don't go to school because there's nobody there to push them to go to school. Right. Some kids don't have an interest or aren't motivated even about school because maybe the parents aren't. And so I know that there's been so much research that's been done that's proven the importance of family engagement, and that's why we're here to help with that, because, you know, if not all kids have that, and not all I think it's sometimes generational. Some parents don't know about college because they didn't go to college,
right.
or they weren't pushed themselves, and so it's kind of a vicious cycle. And uh-huh. so if we can help break that cycle,
right.
and help parents feel like they have a voice, and that what they have to say should be heard and is important as well. I think that's, you know, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle. So if we can kind of help parents be able to stand up and be there for their kids and have an opinion when, you know, those opinions are valid. So
absolutely. Yeah. Excellent.
You know, Beth, I conducted research on this topic in my dissertation, and you're exactly right. I mean, almost every parent that I spoke to, you know, they talked about the importance of their involvement. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them had personal stories of their parents not having been so involved because of having to work or because of a lack
sure.
of education.
Yeah.
And them, you know, really wanting their parents to be present at, you know, every game mm-hmm. or visit parent-teacher conferences. So
sure.
because of that, now that, you know, the people that I interviewed are parents, they don't miss a single thing. And you know, they all feel like their involvement is really helping out their kids.
Sure. And I think, too, that it's not always a negative thing. I think mm-hmm. that parent involvement sometimes isn't just because
yeah.
that they aren't interested. Parents are trying to be good parents. They work.
And
you
I
know,
think
a lot
they
of
all
them,
want the best for
they
their
do.
Child.
They do.
Right.
And so we as parents get caught up in this, you know, well, I have to go to work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to make it to your game.
Right.
Sometimes parents may not understand how important that is to their kids to mm-hmm. have their parents there or to show up to parent-teacher conferences mm-hmm. or to, you know, if there's an issue at school, have the parent be involved in that resolution, you know, mm-hmm. any of that kind of thing. You know, that just shows children that their parents or their guardians care about them and
right.
that they want them to succeed. And so it's been interesting listening to some of the kids talk and you know, they want their parents involved as much as the parents want their kids to do well.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes they don't know how to do that, you know. So if there's a somebody or a system involved to help kind of, I don't know if fix is the right word, but to at least help maybe the parents have a better understanding of how the district works or mm-hmm. the times that they can come to the school and
right.
talk to a parent or to a teacher, maybe it isn't during parent-teacher conferences, but maybe they
right.
don't know that, you know, just,
right,
just
right.
things like that.
And it can be intimidating. You know, we used to do home visits,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I remember even as a teacher and a mom, you know, the third grade teacher went to everybody's home for dinner one night during the school year. And it was a bit intimidating
sure.
because I was cooking for a teacher I didn't know, and she was going to be in our home for about 90 minutes, and it was intimidating.
Sure.
And so I understand that. And so through these voice visits, through the family center, there's more neutral, a more neutral ground.
Sure.
Right?
And if the family center can act as that neutral ground for, you know, if we can, if it comes down to we see the need of teachers and parents, maybe there's a conflict between the student and the teacher, and the parents, as a parent, you want to defend your child.
That's right.
And so sometimes you'd look at that teacher as, you know,
the bad person.
In the exactly. Yeah. And sometimes getting, you know, if maybe that's something that we can do as well, is offer that as a place for parents and teachers to get together and maybe have a meal or have a conversation where it's not maybe in the school setting. I mean, I'm just throwing these ideas out there,
absolutely.
but just to see that parent, I mean, teachers are human too, as you well know, right? Yes. And so, to know that, you know, teachers have the best intentions for the children
absolutely.
As well and kind of find common ground.
Yeah. And like you said a little while ago, you know, today in class, I was telling my students, I have a different kind of class. Uh-huh. And so I can delve into these areas.
Sure.
And I said, go home and ask whomever's at home, mom, grandma, whomever, dad.
Right.
What dreams do you have for me? What do you want me to accomplish? And I said, because they do have a plan. There's something they want you to accomplish.
Sure.
And so ask them. Because maybe it just didn't come up in a conversation.
Right.
You know, with being busy at work and getting home and trying to make sure, you know, things are done at home that need to be done.
Right.
And so maybe then that communication hasn't happened, but parents want what's best for their children in their hearts.
Exactly. And I believe that Louise has been on a voice visit with a family that where the mom doesn't want the kids to go to college because that would mean the kids would leave them.
Uh-huh.
And so I dealt with the boy that's in that family at the credit recovery and finally kind of got him to talk and just visit about, he was talking about Christmas and I just thought, you know, these kids want their parents to be happy as much as the parents want the kids to be happy.
Right.
And so it's just conversations that are scary or, you know, if we don't talk about it, it won't happen. And so, you know, I understand that. I understand those are things that we, as a parent, you want the best for your kids, but what does that mean? You know, does that mean they're going to leave and never come back? Well, no, not necessarily. It can always be a good thing, but yeah, so.
Alrighty. There are many jobs out there. There are 14 school districts in the Valley. Why did you choose to work for Alamosa School District?
Well, like I said earlier, I grew up here in Alamosa. I graduated from this school district. I believe that there's so many good things to offer through this school district. Before I got this job, I worked for several years at a landscaping business, and it was fine. I liked it, but it was time for a change, and I'm so glad that you gave me this opportunity to be able to make this change, because I think there's, again, the Alamosa School District has so many things to offer. And I will say that I have, like I said, lived here most of my life, and I've lived probably in a bubble, and you don't see all the things that are going on or the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, you kind of just...
Yes, you stay in your circle.
Exactly, where it's safe.
Right.
And now my eyes have been open to a lot of things. And
you're right in it.
Yes, right. And again, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I don't think it has to be that way. Mm-hmm. I think there's so many good things in this district that are out there to be offered. And I'm excited to be here, so...
We're excited to have you.
Thank you.
I think you're doing some excellent work.
Thank
and you've
you.
Brought such a wealth of experience in, as Luis was talking about. So we're glad you're here.
Thank
we're
you.
Glad for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. And I can only hope for, you know, good things to come. I do believe, again, it might seem like baby steps, some of the, but we're making progress. And I think that's all we can do.
That's a goal. That's
yes,
right.
It is. Yes.
Every year we get better.
Right. Right.
Excellent.
So thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very
much.
And
we look forward to just hearing about all the other stuff that's happening, the other things that you guys accomplish, those connections
yes,
you make.
I think there's good things to come. So
excellent. I keep saying excellent, but it really is.
It is. It is.
It's sincere.
It's always, it's positive. It's always positive. So,
all right. Well, let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
All righty. I want to talk about our engagement with the Alamosa Education Association. It's going to be starting as it's better known as negotiations.
Negotiations.
And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because this is an open meeting to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that I briefly spoke about it here. If there's anyone that's interested in this process, learning, watching, this is an open meeting. But every year we have the pleasure of coming together as a bargaining unit as well as a school district to discuss issues to be addressed through means. One of them is our master agreement, as well as through our comprehensive compensation package.
Mm-hmm.
Really, in short, we strive to create the best working conditions for our teachers and staff so that they could then deliver the best education to our students. We make our meetings public and in person. They can attend in person. They happen at our district office, or they can also join via Google Meets. And please find our upcoming meetings in our district calendar. Sometimes we meet 3 times a year in the second semester. Sometimes it takes us a little longer. I believe last school year we met a total of 6 times. But anyway, they're open to the public. If anyone is interested in attending those, watching those, be on the lookout for that.
All right. Well, at OMS, girls basketball is in full swing. And we have an incentive award day coming up next week. There is a bowling field trip scheduled for the 16th through the 18th, beginning with the 6th graders on the 16th, 7th graders on the 17th, and 8th graders on the 18th. Students who have earned this award day from their grade second quarter will leave campus at 1 o'clock on that day and return 3:15. And it's a field trip, so it will, everybody's going to go together. There will be snacks available that can be purchased from the bowling alley. And so parents just know that that's coming up. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.